called JB, starring Netflix show, Last Chance U. You're listening to everybody's favorite coach. All you high school coaches, players alike, listen in. Don't be slaps. Pay attention. Hey, man, you'll get some good content. It's the real Coach JB. Hey, are you
ready? Welcome back to Tri-States Inside the Huddle. As always, this is everybody's favorite coach, Coach Manaman, and this is part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. We all grew up with John Madden, whether it be as a Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame announcer, or the Madden video game. And he ended every single season with the coveted All-Madden team. This is our football finale. I guess you could say it's our Super Bowl. So we're going to end with the All-Manaman team. We're going to have some fun. We're going to put a spin on it. And how I selected the team and how I selected the players, where I wanted it to be as true to football as possible. I wanted to do one quarterback, two running backs, four wide receivers, a tight end with 11 defensive players. But we want to honor as many kids. We want to give shout outs to as many kids as possible that had great years. There were two quarterbacks in the area that had fantastic years. So I broke my rule a little bit. We are going to mention two quarterbacks, and I do believe we are going to get flagged for this because I believe I mentioned 12 defensive players. And just like I've done with baseball, we want to recognize as many student athletes as possible that have had great seasons. So I know there are many great, outstanding two-way players in the area. If that is the case, we only mention them on one. So for example, if you were a great wide receiver and a great cornerback, we looked at your stats. We looked at maybe where you made the biggest impact. We looked at maybe who we could have added on by juggling a few guys around. And we recognized many kids, but we're not mentioning the same kid for the offensive and defensive side of the ball. The players were determined by their top statistical leaders at their position for the area that I covered. I covered eight teams in our fall football season preview, so those eight teams are represented in this. It includes Western Dubuque, Senior, the Hempstead Mustangs, Wallert, Beckman, Cascade, East Dubuque, and the Southwestern Co-op, and
the Bellevue Comets.
We also end this episode with our end of the season awards. We have our Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance Most Valuable Player. We have our Assured Partners through Eric DeSouza's Offensive Player of the Year. We have our Extreme Strength and Sports Conditioning Defensive Player of the Year. Our Kramer Pest Control Special Teams Player of the Year. And our Sam Herrig Agency through State Farm Coach of the Year. I also gave each coach an opportunity to spotlight some of their top players who may not have been statistical leaders. I can tell you in all my years coaching, I've had some MVPs of my teams that statistically, their stats were not comparable to their peers. So we gave coaches an opportunity to spotlight that offensive lineman or spotlight that defensive tackle that was getting double and triple teamed and did not record a lot of sacks. That cornerback that shut down every team's big wide receiver, cutting down half of the field and may have not had an interception. That is how we came up with the 2023 All-Manniman team. Before we get into our quarterback position, this season of Tri-States Inside the Huddle, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network, would not be possible if it wasn't for our great sponsors. Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance. Assured Partners through Eric D'Souza. Kramer Pest Control. Sam Herrig Agency through State Farm. Extreme Strength and Sports Performance. Lane Madsen State Farm Insurance. Visit Dino out at the log cabin. Swing by the doghouse and say hi to Dusty. JJ Butcher with Realty One. Harris Golf Carts. The Ultimate Sports Weekend, Bar Raising Fitness, Cummer Masonry, last and not least, Advanced Wellness Center. Sit back, grab some popcorn, and enjoy your 2023 All-Manniman team. I know in our intro I said that we were focusing on a legit starting lineup with one quarterback, two running backs, four wide receivers, and a tight end with 11 defensive players. But honestly, it was impossible to pick just one quarterback, so we're going to honor two. First one is touchdown Tanner Anderson, junior signal caller and quarterback from the Western Dubuque Bobcats. He led the area in yards with over 1,300 and also in touchdown passes, throwing 17 touchdowns. Coach Justin Pinner is going to be checking in to tell us about touchdown Tanner Anderson's sensational season.
Yeah, Tanner's really stepped up for us as a leader this year. Great at taking care of the football and really loves his team and will do anything he can in order to help us be successful and a leader in many ways. But one of the best things about him is he's always up with his energy, just very energetic person and he gives off such a positive vibe all the time. So been really pleased with his desire to get better every game and he's had a great season.
Our next quarterback comes from the Bellevue Comets, and it is gunslinger by the name of Hunter Putman. Like I stated before, talking about quarterbacks, Hunter threw for 12 touchdowns, but he also totaled for 20 touchdowns as he had 8 rushing touchdowns as well. He threw for over 1,100 yards and had 471 yards on the ground, your dual threat quarterback. Coach Matt Yeager from Bellevue is checking in to let us know about Hunter's outstanding season.
Putman was our most dynamic guy on offense. He was our leader. Everything kind of ran through him for sure. He was a dual threat guy. He was a really competitive kid who kind of put everything on the line to make it happen. It was really unfortunate that he got hurt going into that last game. It would have been fun to see him run around down at Northland in the mud and the rain for sure.
Moving on to the running backs. No surprise here. Senior Grant Glazer from the Western Dubuque Bobcats went off, setting a single season program rushing record with over 2,200 yards on the year. He's averaging almost a first down with every single carry at 9.5 yards a carry. He had 27 rushing touchdowns on the year with a long of 88. Coach Pinner is checking in to let us know about Grant's amazing season.
Grant's having one of the greatest seasons in the history of Bobcat football. What he and our offensive line and our tight ends have done this season is in the record books for a reason. It's never been done in Bobcat football history in terms of in a season, in a career. Now he's pushing, having more rushing yards this season than anybody's ever had in a career at Western Dubuque. So it's never been done before. It's electric. He's super humble. He's hardworking. He's a great young man, and we're awfully proud of him.
Our next running back and our final running back to make the 2023 All-Manaman team is Big Bad Michael Borman from the Wallert Catholic Golden Eagles. Now, his season was cut short due to an injury, but he ran for over 1,000 yards in his junior campaign, averaging 8.7 yards per carry, 9 touchdowns on the ground, had a long of 60. And Coach from Wallert Catholic is checking in here to tell us about Michael Borman's special junior season.
Michael, he was our go-to back. He had a tremendous yards per carry throughout the regular season, and his season totals only end up being at an 8-game season. So really good back for us, as well as middle linebacker and a two-way starter for us.
We had 4 dynamic playmaking wide receivers we're going to mention making the 2023 All-Manaman team. First, from the Western Dubuque Bobcats, is senior Brock Carpenter. Brock Carpenter had 33 receptions, totaling just under 600 yards. He was averaging 18 yards per catch, had 7 touchdowns with a long of 60. Also scored 3 touchdowns in the return game as well. Coach Pinner checking in to let us know about Brock Carpenter's magical senior run.
Brock is one of the best athletes in the state of Iowa, and what Brock has done with the football, kick returns, punt returns, receiving, even some rushing yards, it's been lightning in a bottle. Everything he touches is turning to gold, so to speak, and throw on top of that, what a gifted corner he is defensively, and you have perhaps the best utility player in the state of Iowa.
Our second wide receiver comes from the Cascade Cougars, and it is junior Nathan Shakamil. Nathan led the area in receptions with 44, totaling just over 500 yards. He was averaging 12 yards a catch, had 5 touchdowns with a long of 36. Coach Frake is checking in via the Nolan Weber Insurance Hotline to let us know about Nathan's magical run for the Cougars.
Nathan Shakamil is a junior, starts at linebacker and kind of our H-back, wide receiver, tight end position on offense. He kind of does everything for us. He is our leading receiver, kind of our go-to guy on offense. I think led us in receptions, touchdowns, did pretty much everything we needed, was a good blocker for us in our run game. Defensively, played middle linebacker. Nate led us in tackling, was kind of the center of our defense, called the plays, got our defense in the right positions pre-snap, and kind of was the leader on that side of the ball. So did a little bit of everything for us, both offensively and defensively. Just had a tremendous year. Was the kind of the core of our team.
Our third wide receiver is the dangerous one from the Hempstead Mustangs, senior Justin Potts. Justin had 26 receptions, totaling over 400 yards, 15 yards per catch. He had 4 touchdowns on the season with a long of 86. Coach Jeff Horner from the Hempstead Mustangs is coming on here to let us know about Justin's magical senior season.
Justin had a great year for us. Definitely a leader coming, returning starter from last year. Started on both sides of the ball, but he really made some huge plays offensively. He was, a kid that we could rely on, whether it was handing him the ball off or throwing it to him. Had a big kind of a cool touchdown and a kind of a flea flicker too. So just a very well-rounded kid.
Our fourth and final wide receiver comes from the Wallert Catholic Golden Eagles, and it is junior wide receiver Tom Scher. Tom, dynamic in all phases of the game, had 34 receptions, totaling 391 yards, averaging 11.5 yards per catch. He had 6 touchdowns with a long of 38. Waller Catholic head coach Jamie Marshall is stopping by the podcast, letting us know about Tom's great season.
Tom had a breakout year as a junior. Didn't get much playing time as a sophomore, but really stood out on all the units, special teams, offense and defense, and he was our big play threat and got better and better as the year went on.
Next, we're moving on to the tight end, and the tight end comes from the Dubuque Senior Rams, and it is Drew Francis, the junior. Drew led the Rams in receptions with 27, totaling 316 yards, 11 yards per catch. He had 4 touchdown receptions, including 1 sweet posterization, 1-handed grab for the touchdown, and he had a long of 21 yards. Head coach from the Senior Rams, DJ Moore, is checking in now to tell us about the special talent, Drew Francis.
Drew had a remarkable junior year, not just offensively, but defensively. He's a guy that every team had to account for. We saw on the offensive side of the ball, he definitely did an amazing job of setting the edge for us the entire time, trying to run to his side. As a receiver at tight end, we've seen many, many amazing catches, not too many one-handed catches to even count. And on the defensive side of the ball, he's a guy that you're going to run away from him. He's a guy who gets after the quarterback and stops the run. Great season by Drew Francis.
On to the defense. We're going to take a look at the top statistical defensive players from 2023 earning that all-man-a-man recognition. We're going to start with the Western Dubuque Bobcats. Linebacker Derek Horner, he led the Bobcats in tackles with 54.5, 37 of them solo. He had 2 sacks on the year, 6.5 tackles for a loss. He also did recover 1 fumble, have 1 interception that he took to pay dirt for 23 yards. Coach Justin Pinner checking into the podcast, telling us about his star linebacker, Derek Horner.
Derek is, the best linebacker in the area, in many ways. His fits are so tight. Him and Quagliano are the best pair of linebackers in the area, and what those guys do and getting after people, it's unreal, and they hit you square in the hole and they'll put you down, and they're incredibly smart and study the game. It's a rare thing to have linebackers as gifted as we've had this year.
The next defender we're going to talk about is Hunter Quagliano. The senior led the number one ranked Bobcats in sacks with 4. 9.5 tackles for a loss, also led the team, 21 solo tackles, totaling 33 tackles in all. He was dynamic with his pass rush, and Coach Pinner is going to tell us all about it.
Hunter has always been a big hitter for us, and just thinking back all 4 years that he's been here, people don't like to hit quite like he does, and he's had an electric career for us, and like I said, he's a great linebacker with his fits, but what gives him an added extra is that he's really good at rushing the passer as well, and he's kind of a hybrid defensive lineman and linebacker. He does an awful lot for us defensively.
Our next defender also comes from the Western Dubuque Bobcats, 2nd on the team in tackles, but 1st in our hearts and the Bobcat family, is Ryan Digman. He had 35 tackles on the year, 30 of them of the solo variety, 1 tackle for a loss. He did lead the Bobcats in interceptions with 2 and 24 return yards on those interceptions. He also did recover a fumble on the year. Coach Pinner is going to tell us about his workhorse, Ryan Digman.
Ryan never comes off the field for us. You know, not only a smart football player, but a tough football player, and all the special things we've gotten to do, special teams, offense and defense, he's been a part of all of those things. I think he's led block for every single one of our special teams touchdowns this year. Additionally, he's played an awful lot of wide receiver for us. Perhaps one of the most improved players on our football team, and came at overhang this year at outside backer, has been terrific in some of the plays he's made this year, including the interception against North Scott. He's made a lot of memories, and he's really been a great leader for us.
Our next defender comes from the Hempstead Mustangs. It is senior Christian Pettinger. And while missing three games, he still led the Mustangs in tackles with 49, coming off a junior season where he was in the top five in the state in tackles. He had 35 solo tackles, 2 sacks, 6 tackles, for a loss. Coach Jeff Horner from the Hempstead Mustangs is going to give us a little snippet here of Christian Pettinger.
Christian, he missed the first three games of the year, and he was really the heart and soul of our defense the rest of the year. He's a kid that's just a tackle machine. Really excited to see about what he can do at the college level.
The next defender comes from the Hempstead Mustangs, and it is the unblockable one, Tate Woodruff. Tate Woodruff led the Mustangs in sacks with 4.5 sacks, had 31 tackles on the year, 17 the solo variety. He also had 12 tackles for a loss. But Tate was not done there. He had 1 fumble recovery on the season, also had an interception on the year as well. Coach Horner is checking in to let us know about the dynamic Tate Woodruff.
Tate's another kid that started 2 ways for us. Really impacted the game defensively more than offensively. I think he's at times almost unblockable. His athleticism out there was just wild. The amount of plays that he would make in the backfield and some of the just freaky athletic things he could do was pretty fun.
Our next defender also comes from the Hempstead Mustangs, and it is Jackson Rudin, the senior. He was 2nd on the Mustang in tackles with 41, 35 of the solo variety. He also had 2 tackles for a loss. Not stopping there, he also had 1 interception for the Hempstead Mustangs. Coach Horner is going to tell us about his great story and his great career of perseverance and becoming a starter for the Hempstead Mustangs.
Jackson is he's a great story. He was a kid that we did not anticipate starting for us as a, you know, he's a freshman or sophomore, and just we worked and worked and worked. Ended up having a really good year. He was our best cover corner, and we actually used him at safety a lot on defense too. So he was very valuable for us.
Our first member of the East Dubuque Southwestern Warcats making the All-Manamon Team 2023 edition comes by the name of Drew Kiefer. Drew had a heck of a year with 68 total tackles, 37 of them going of the solo variety. He had 3 tackles for a loss, 1 INT, and 1 fumble recovery. Coach Edler is checking in to tell us all about Drew's magical season.
Drew Kiefer, he was basically one of our main key points, whether it was offense or defense. Defensively, he led the team in tackles. Just had a knack for the ball. He was a kid that our defense kind of ran through both of our middle linebackers. It had to run through them. That's just the way it was built. And they just accepted it. So, Drew is a kid who was always at the point of attack on defense and even offensively. He was our fullback, did a phenomenal job. He was out 2 games with an injury, and would love to see, the stats and what he could have done with those 2 extra games. But even only playing 7 full games, he pretty much was, our dominant force on defense. And whether he was running the ball on offense or blocking on offense as our fullback, he did great things for us. only a junior, so we're looking forward to next year. And then I'm also looking forward to him on the basketball court. He's a multi-sport athlete, which is what we love. Always in the weight room, always pushing himself to be better, and really just the leader of our team. So looking forward to next year and seeing him grow another year with us.
Our next Warcat from East Dubuque and Southwestern to make the All-Manamon team on the defensive side of the ball is Hayden Schemmel. Hayden totaled 43 tackles on the season, 20 of the solo variety. He had 2 sacks, 7 tackles for a loss. He had 1 interception that went to Paydirt for a 44-yard touchdown. He also had 1 forced fumble and 1 fumble recovery during the 2023 season. Coach Edler is checking in to tell us about Hayden's outstanding work on the defensive side of the ball.
Hayden Schemmel, he's also one of our leading tacklers on the team. Another kid who works hard, and I think that's kind of the gist of our team. All our guys work hard, and Hayden really proved it this year. He was a senior, really stood out to us on defense, second leading tackler, and he actually had a knack for the ball, some interceptions and things like that, some fumble recoveries for a touchdown. And he was also, him and Drew both were the heart of our defense. And if he wasn't in there, Hayden, you could really tell, because he was a strong guy, could always make the tackle, could make a, defend the pass too. And like I said, he's a senior, so we're definitely going to miss him, but it was a joy to coach him. Like I said, all our guys are good, and if we can keep getting guys like, Hayden Schemmel's on our team, the future's bright. So truly a blessing to Coach Hayden. Proud that he got this, this little award, and it just showed with all his work ethic. So great kid, worked hard. I'm proud of him overall.
The Bellevue Comets had one man representing the All-Manamon team on the defensive side of the ball. Young man, senior by the name of Quentin Pickett. And wow, did he make the most of his senior year. Quentin totaled 3.5 tackles, 27 of the solo variety, 2.5 sacks, 6 tackles for a loss. He recovered 2 fumbles, 1 that he took all the way to Paydirt for an 18-yard touchdown. Coach Yeager from Bellevue is letting us know about Quentin's magical senior season.
Quentin was a kid, he's an undersized kid that we asked to play nose for us on our defensive line. He was a guy that over the course of the year got better and kind of bought into what we were asking him to do for sure, and was one of our true kind of defensive leaders for sure, and was one of those guys that got after it game in and game out, even though he was undersized. So kind of a Spitfire type kid for sure.
Our first Beckman Catholic Blazer making the area All-Manamon team in 2023 comes from the defensive side of the ball, junior Tanner Oswinkle. Tanner was the area leader in sacks, recording 6 of them, 11 tackles for a loss, was also the Blazers' leading tackler with 43 tackles, 35 of the solo variety. Coach Cole Mather from Beckman Catholic is checking in to tell us about his defensive player, Tanner Oswinkle.
Tanner had a really good year for us. He was kind of a all force to be reckoned with, essentially. He kind of was all over. He played some defensive end for us. That's kind of where he started out, and then shifted him around a little bit. But ultimately, he found a home at the DN position, and really, he was an issue for a lot of teams on offense. So that's where we kept him, and he really did some great things for us. Got several sacks, several tackles for losses. And anytime you put teams in a bind, that's a good thing. So you want to continue to do that. So that's kind of where where he stands. Did some, like I said, did a lot of great things for us. He's one of our players that definitely deserves to be on this area team.
Cascade also had somebody on the defensive side of the ball make the 2023 All-Manamon team, senior Cass Huffman, and what a season he had. He reached 60 and a half tackles, 45 of them were solo. He also recorded one sack on the season and had 6.5 tackles for a loss. Coach Frake is going to let us know all about Cass, his great season.
Cass was banged up pretty much all year. As a senior, first game, kind of tweaked his ankle, and probably through week 4 or 5, just really struggled to get healthy. Actually sat one game, played a little bit. A couple other games was never 100%. And then probably about week 5, 6, really started to get healthy, got back close to 100%. Unfortunately, a couple games kind of tweaked it again, but, did an excellent job as a running back for us. But where his true strength lies is at linebacker position. We kind of put him on the edge and give him a lot of freedom. Makes a lot of plays for us. I think was our second leading tackler. Ball comes his way, he's probably going to make the play. A lot of teams, I think, had to run away from Cass because when they came his side of the ball, it was tough. So, he was a senior for us, one of our best leaders, and really going to miss it.
Making the 2023 All-Manaman team on the defensive side of the ball for the senior Rams is young man, senior Jacob Renkert. He was the Rams' leading tackler with 32.5 tackles. 20 of them were solo, 5.5 tackles for a loss. When I say this young man was all over the field, that is an understatement. He also had 2 fumble recoveries and also 1 interception for the senior Rams. Coach Moore is checking in to let us know about his senior defensive star.
Jacob is a guy who sets our defense. Our defense goes as Jacob goes. He's the leader. He makes sure everybody's lined up correctly. He makes the calls for us. And then he's a linebacker that goes sideline to sideline, tough as nails in that middle. People look at him and think he's undersized, but his heart and his knowledge makes him a really good middle linebacker for us, and he led our defense this year.
We're going to round out the 2023 All-Manaman team with our coaches' spotlight. I gave coaches the opportunity to spotlight some of the players in their program that had outstanding years, but statistically, they were not toward the leaderboards. Before we get into that, we're going to hear from one of our great sponsors, Nolan Weber Insurance, through American Family Insurance. Stick around. Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor. Contact Nolan or a member of his crew at 563-258-5467 to request a quote. You can also find this highly reviewed agent on Facebook by searching Nolan Weber Insurance. Our first coach checking in, part of the East Dubuque and Southwestern Co-op, is Coach Edler.
In our offensive line, Aiden Mead, Josiah Sullivan, Jackson Phil, Bryce Pierce, and then we had Ben Ernst. They were our line every week. We challenged them. And they were kids. If we would have had a better record, probably would have been all conference. But when it comes to those things, it kind of goes by record and stats first, like you said. And they were truly kind of our rock. Without them, we could not, have done what we've done. And we were so close in those games we lost. And all of them could have started on any team in our conference. All 5 of them were the top tier guys and guys you want to have on your team, and did phenomenal for us.
Coach Yeager from the Bellevue Comets is stopping by to tell us about his player spotlights.
Gavin Rowland and Dalton Clausen were 2 pivotal pieces of our offense this year. Both of them were all district first team guys at receivers. They had several different games where they had multiple yards over close to 100 yards or above 100 yards, and had multiple games with multiple touchdowns and things like that. So definitely 2 of Hunter's favorite 2 guys to go to for sure, and will be missed as seniors as well.
Coach Frake from the Cascade Cougars is swinging by the podcast to tell us about his player spotlights.
Ty Frazier probably could have been our best player, our definitely top three players on our team this year. Trouble is Ty, unfortunately, got a cheap shot at the first game and wasn't able to play the second half of the first game, and then the rest of the season we lost him. We actually winning that Beckman game and qualifying for the playoffs. He had a lacerated liver, so he finally got back that week nine, our first playoff game. And he ended up, even though he played six quarters for us for all season, he was our third leading tackler and like our second leading receiver. It was pretty incredible. You know, in two games, I think he had 20-some tackles and had like 19 receptions. And, just would have had an outstanding, possibly all-state type of season for us. So losing him that first game was really detrimental to our season and to our team. So, I just like to mention Ty Frazier. And, he was a senior for us and didn't get to play much this year. He's a kid that, probably would have been definitely recognized in some postseason honors.
Coach Horner from the Hempstead Mustangs is stopping by to tell us about his player spotlight.
Quinn Breitbach really had a great year for us. I know statistically he may not have ranked up there with the other guys in the area, but I think knowing he was really the focal point of our offense, team schemed to him because he was a returning guy. I thought he really had a great year, even though teams were stacking the box most of the year. I thought Jaden Montgomery really had a great year too. He showed some flashes as a sophomore, just ran the ball so hard. There was games where, he gave it everything he had, and Quinn really the same. But those are two guys that I thought really stood out to me, knowing the kind of the dynamic of our offense. We were facing real big, 8-9-man boxes all year.
Coach Pinner from the Western Dubuque Bobcats swung by the podcast to tell us about his player spotlights.
Peyton Putz.
Peyton is that guy, for us. He's an awful lot like Digman in the fact that he never comes off the field, and statistically he doesn't get a lot of praise as a tight end, even though he's caught a few balls for us. But we've run so much of our offense through him. And then defensively, he's one of the best defensive linemen in the state, and he's really. He just never gets tired. He's a super mentally tough human being. And throw on top of that he's blocked two punts this year. I think he's done a little bit of everything for us and done it with a smile on his face. And he's a big reason why we're in this thing. Garrett Kleesner could be the most valuable defensive player in the district or in the area, based on the fact that he's not run into anybody that can actually block him. He completely changed the Newton game in the fact that we put him up across their center. And as soon as we did that and that center got beat a couple times, all of the snaps went errant. And every single week he's been that guy who hasn't been able to be blocked. Now, additionally, he's our left offensive tackle and he does some special things, but it's 6 foot, 230 pounds and barely an ounce of fat on the young man. He sure plays with the enthusiasm that the game is meant to be played with, and he's really had an amazing season for us. And notable that he's only a junior, which is even more incredible.
Coach Marshall from the Wallert Catholic Golden Eagles is stopping by to give us his player spotlights. Kenny Petraeus.
Kenny had a really good senior year for us. Played on both sides of the ball. Started. He was our starting fullback. He got yards in really critical situations, short down distance. We were able to give him the ball, and he was able to get the first downs. And then defensively, he anchored our D-line. He was our best D-lineman and made plays, many plays in the backfield for us. Big Matthew Bodner, strong as an ox, and started both ways for us. He did start as a sophomore a year ago, just strictly on the defensive line, but this year he expanded it, started on both sides, offense and defense. He was our anchor on the offensive line as well as the big guy in the middle for us and just did a tremendous job on both sides. Kevin Bradley was the brains of our defense, senior captain, great leader, and he really helped everybody around him get better. Always in the right spot, great linebacker for us, and we'll certainly miss him.
Dylan Kern.
Dylan was a great weapon for us as a punter. He was able to get us valuable field position, and throughout the entire year, we won the field position battle. And when we did punt, Dylan was a main asset for us. Also, led our district in punting, and will be one of the top punters in the state in 3A.
Head coach Mather from Dyersville Beckman is stopping by to tell us about his player spotlights.
Isaac Berlich had a great year at running back for us. You know, statistically, it doesn't quite show that, but he racked up, you know, about 500 yards, maybe a little bit less than that, of rushing yards. And, you know, in our district, that's tough. You know, we have some tremendous teams in our district. So he was somebody that really helped us. Ben Bogey had a great senior year as far as wide receivers go, caught several good passes from us, was a tremendous leader on and off the field. So those are two that really stand out to me that I'm extremely proud of.
Our next coach checking in for the coach's spotlight is the senior Rams head coach, Coach Moore.
Bill Lawler was a defensive player for us. This is a guy we moved around the defense to help us out anywhere we needed it. Just because he's that versatile. He played outside linebacker for us. He played strong safety for us. He played free safety for us. Ended the year with a couple of interceptions, but anywhere we needed to put him on the field, he stepped up and it was another pillar of our defense. Marshawn Dukes played wide receiver for us. A kid who's a deep ball threat. Any chance he lines up, he's also a kid that you got to worry about catching a 5-yard pass and taking the 80 yards. Speed for days. He was always a threat anytime he caught the ball. Had a really, really good junior year. Daylon Moore, our starting quarterback, as the year went on, he just got better and better and better and became a true threat, not only throwing the ball, but running the ball for our team. Again, he was a guy you had to account for, whether it was in the run game or the passing game, he was going to make plays. Sean Sweeney played cornerback for us. He was a guy who we didn't have to worry about on the edge. He supported the run very well as cover guys. Without any hesitation, we knew we could count on him on that side of the ball. Meek Hall. This is a guy on the offensive side. Again, he's a guy that he's a playmaker. You put the ball in his hands, he has a chance to turn a 2-yard loss, what should be a 2-yard loss, into a 10-15-yard game. Just a playmaker that we want to get the ball in his hand as much as possible. Noah Rowling. That's the guy who was the head of our offense. We could throw it to him. We could hand it off to him. He ran very hard. Physical guy. He needs more. It's going to take more than one person to break him down. Great, great offensive weapon for us this year. Jalen Johnson, he played a limited number of games for us this year, but anytime he was on the field, his presence was felt defensively. He was unblockable as an outside linebacker slash safety for us. Led the team in tackles the games that he played. Just a kid who destroyed offenses any chance he was on that field.
Lastly, we're going to end with our All Manaman Team Player Awards. We're going to start with the Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance.
MVP.
No doubt about it. This is not a surprise to anybody. Senior running back Grant Glazer from the Western Dubuque Bobcats. Anytime you lead the state in rushing, anytime you rush for over 2,000 yards, anytime you have over 20 TDs, anytime you're averaging nearly a first down every single carry, you are going to win that MVP award. Congratulations to Grant Glazer from the Western Dubuque Bobcats. Our next end of the year player award is going to be our Assured Partners Offensive Player of the Year. And I stated in the opening that we are not going to give multiple awards to one player. When I thought about Offensive Player of the Year, it was a difficult one. There were two quarterbacks that had great years. There were quite a few running backs that had great years. I did not want to give this one to Grant Glaser as well, because I wanted to give it to as many different people as possible, spotlighting as many great student athletes as we could. So I'm going to give it to a group of guys that never gets any credit. The Offensive Players of the Year is the Western Dubuque offensive line. Anytime you block for a program setter in the record books for single season stat yardage, you got to give some credit. Those offensive linemen and blocking tight ends are Garrett Kleesner, Isaac Lehman, Sam Christopher, Caden Woolers, Big John Stud Lemke, Peyton Putz, and Hunter Quigliano. Congratulations to those members of the Bobcat offensive line on winning the Assured Partners through Eric D'Souza Offensive Player of the Year, and Coach Justin Penner is going to let us know about that offensive line.
Unselfish, right? You know, not a lot of credit in those positions, and our guys, they did it all summer long, and they really prepared themselves for success, and their standards are so darn high. But man, they get after you unlike any other group in the state of Iowa. And, you know, to have the state's leading rusher on any level really says an awful lot about, you know, the quality of job that our guys have done. Additionally, Tanner Anderson's jersey's been pretty clean on Friday nights. He doesn't get hit a whole lot. So what they've done is special. And like I said with Grant, it's never been done before. And those guys are certainly the leaders of our football team.
Our next player award is our Extreme Strength and Sports Performance Defensive Players of the Year. Yes, I said players, because we had two guys that had phenomenal years. First Defensive Player of the Year is going to go to Nathan Shakamil from the Cascade Cougars. Of the eight teams that were covered, he led in two major statistical categories: total tackles with 79.5. He also led in interceptions of the eight teams that were covered with 4. Our other co-defensive player of the year is Derek Horner from the Western Dubuque Bobcats. He's been the glue that has kept that defense as stingy as possible, and he has just under 55 tackles, 6.5 for a loss, 2 sacks, and he also has 1 interception and 1 interception return for a touchdown. Congratulations to those two on being named co-Extreme Strength and Sports Performance Defensive Players of the Year. Our next and our final Player of the Year award is our Kramer Pest Control Special Teams Players of the Year. Again, I did say players. It was difficult to split hairs, but ultimately, when I look at the two players winning this award, both of them blocked multiple kicks, and both of them also scored multiple touchdowns in the return game. The first comes from Wallert Catholic Golden Eagles, and it is Tom Scher. Tom Scher had 2 kick returns for touchdowns with a long of 95 yards. He also had 1 punt return for a touchdown with a long of 51. He is sharing that award with Brock Carpenter from the Western Dubuque Bobcats. Brock had 3 punt returns that were taken for touchdowns with a long of 81. Congratulations to Tom and Brock from the Wallert Catholic Golden Eagles and Western Dubuque Bobcats on being named Kramer Pest Control Special Teams Players of the Year. Our last award and ending this fun for our 2023 All-Manamon team is our Sam Herrig Insurance through State Farm Coach of the Year. And with no surprise here, it's going to go to Coach Justin Penner from the Western Dubuque Bobcats. At the time of recording, the Bobcats are currently ranked number one with a 9-1 overall record. Their only loss this year coming to Cedar Rapids Xavier. The Bobcats had many blowout victories, many victories where they were able to pull their starters at halftime, and they also had to battle some adversity as well. Many people, including myself, had Brett Harris penciled in as the starting quarterback, as their returning starter, and the team and the community has really rallied around this team, and you have to give Coach Penner a lot of credit, but I guarantee you he will give all of the credit to his players and his coaches in the program. Congratulations to Coach Penner on being named the Sam Herrig Agency Coach of the Year. Before I sign off, I would like to thank all of the listeners, all of the followers on social media, Dubuque Area Sports Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, if you're not following, for all of the listens, all of the shares, all of the positive comments. And before you know it, we'll be kicking off our 2024 coverage of our football season. Thank you for listening. Coach Manamon, and I'm out.